And we can return now to Beverly Ochieng, who's an Africa analyst with BBC Monitoring. She was about to talk to us about this decision by West African governments to order the activation of what's known as a standby force for possible action against the military junta that's taken control of Niger. Beverly, you were about to bring us through this decision and tell us about its significance.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rachel. So the West African leaders and the ECOWAS decided to activate this force in response to this military coup in Niger. Keep in mind, this is the sixth successful coup in the region. There had been two military coups in neighboring Mali, in Burkina Faso, and it feels that ECOWAS is quite frustrated by the fact that militaries keep taking over. So far, there are four countries that have made a commitment to contributing forces. There's Senegal, there's Benin. Cote d'Ivoire said that it can send up to 1,100 forces, but it's not clear how soon it will happen. They did say that it would be as soon as possible. Of course, there's still diplomatic efforts to end the stalemate between the military junta in Niger as well as West African leaders. This is an increasingly volatile region, so the concerns are if a force does go in, then it puts civilians at risk. It put the president who is currently under detention, Mohamed Bazoum, at risk, because previously in 1999, when there was another military coup, a president was killed during the intervention. So there are concerns that this could be an escalation. Of course, ECOWAS has wanted to do this for a very long time. In 2022, there was a coup attempt in Guinea-Bissau, and that was the point where ECOWAS decided that they needed to have a standby force to halt coup attempts as well as the jihadist insurgency in West Africa.
Will you talk to us about Niger? Because the situation there is so fragile. I mean, it's a country that's rich in uranium, yet for many people, living standards are very low.
Well, yes, Niger has been a perennially poor country. It is caught up in a conflict zone. So over the last decade or so, there's been militant violence from Islamists, from Islamic State, as well as the Al-Qaeda group. There's also been perennial poverty, issues around climate, mass migration of people because they're being pushed out by the very difficult environmental, political and social circumstances. And part of Bazoum's intentions when he came into the presidency in 2021 was to increase Western partnerships so that Niger would be able to benefit from its resources, would be able to secure itself, would be able to educate more people, but it continues to be driven back into poverty and this cycle of violence as a result of political instability as well as the militant violence. So there seems to be no resolution at the moment, and there are fears that if the military is in power, even though they have been securing the country, that diversion into politics will take away from some of the gains that Bazoum had made with making contact with militant groups to be able to halt the insurgency, and also Western partnerships, because we are seeing that many countries are planning to or have already imposed sanctions on Niger, which could worsen the economic situation.
Beverly Ochieng of BBC Monitoring, thank you for talking to us this morning. The time now, 7:30.